Earth and Sky.
Friday, February 27th, 2009. This weekend presents your last chance to catch the moon and planet Venus together in your evening sky until the year 2010.
It promises to be a dazzling sight, with the moon and Venus ranking as the first and second brightest celestial bodies of the night. Whether the waxing crescent moon comes closer to Venus this evening or tomorrow evening depends on where you are on Earth's globe. As seen from North and South America, the moon swings tantalizingly close to Venus this evening. But as seen from the eastern portion of the globe, East Asia, Australia, and New Zealand, the moon will sweep closer to Venus on Saturday evening.
If you were in the right place on the South Pacific Ocean, you'd actually see the moon occult or cover over Venus on Saturday. No matter where you are, if skies are clear, everyone around the world should be able to see the moon and Venus after sunset this evening and tomorrow evening. These bodies are slightly easier to see in the northern hemisphere than the southern.
An unobstructed western horizon is to everyone's advantage for watching the moon and Venus's evening performance throughout the weekend. Look in the west at dusk and nightfall, and use binoculars to spot the soft glow of Earthshine on the dark side of the moon. That's today's show. I'm Joel Block.
And I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.